Good morning. Shalom Aleichem. I like Harvey's line that this is spring training. Really, it's interesting we're having a shiur today. Especially when you have a series of shiurim, it doesn't make so much sense to have a shiur, take a hiatus for a few weeks, and then restart again. Well, it'll make more sense just to wait till after Sukkos, and we'll go straight. So the fact that we're having the shiur today, and I think Alan also alluded to this in his email, have one shiur mid-Yom Tov season and then stop and have another one. But I think it's a tribute to every single person that's here, and really a tribute to the ideal that Rabbi Sharfman started with having this shiur. The shiur is not just, you know, a nice, entertaining, though it tries to be, you know, lecture. The purpose of the shiur is to teach Torah. And if ever there's a time to teach Torah, the Torah of the holidays, Yom Tov that we have, it's a lot of important Torah and halachas to learn, as well as the schus of learning Torah. What could be a better schus, especially during these days, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the days coming up to Yom Kippur, but the schus of Limud HaTorah is a big thing. And the efforts that everyone in this room has to come on a Sunday morning, especially this week. You know, in America we have every day is a different national day. You know, there's National Donut Day, National Toy Day, I don't know. But today is National Sukkah Building Day. It's the only Sunday that we have this season before Sukkot. Last Sunday was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Next Sunday, not really. So, this week is National Sukkah Day, and that's what I decided I want to talk about. The title of today's shiur, the Mitzvah of Asiyas Sukkah, or the other title, Building Your Sukkah. Is it your mitzvah, or let Bob do it? Now, somebody already chimed in, still is thunder. He asked me for Bob's number. Right? Bob the Builder's number is well known to everybody. It's easy to find him, ask any kid. But really, if you think about it, we all live very, very busy lives. And the act of building a structure like a sukkah, especially, you know, here, okay, they get a little more lightweight. But New York, people build fortresses, you know, to withstand the cold of an East Coast sukkahs. They're big, big undertakings. And it's not so easy to do, and especially as life goes on, you know, it's not easy to build your sukkah. And there are lots of businesses, lots of young kids offering, hey, give me X amount, I'll build your sukkah. So what should one do? Should one be involved in the building of their own sukkah? Or is this like another thing, we could get by doing it easier? Hey, we'll go away to a hotel for Pesach, we'll buy our easy light, filled up menorah, oils, everything we try to do the easy way. So, is that the right thing to do when it comes to building a sukkah or not? If anything, right, you're getting those, instead of just pouring in the oil and putting in a wick, right, this is much more of an undertaking. So, obviously, to build a sukkah is a big deal. So if ever there was a place to involve an easier method to do it, this is the place. It's very hard. Not easy. Your wife doesn't have to clean for Pesach. She goes to the hotel. Why do you have to build the sukkah when it comes to sukkahs? So that's the question I want to deal with today. Number one, firstly, is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Is that a mitzvah? Secondly, even if it is a mitzvah, But do I have any responsibility? Do I have any chiyuv to build it myself? And thirdly, even if I do have a mitzvah or do have some responsibility to build it myself, do I have to build the whole thing? Or is it good enough if I just do a little bit? Those are the questions I'd like to answer in today's short share. And we'll begin. It's interesting. Of the Marmakomos that I have here, for the most part, nothing's really from. There's no Gemara here in Masechta Sukkah. And this topic itself is not a clear topic. It's not like the Gemara debates this issue clearly, whether there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah or not. Definitely not the Bavli. The first Marmakom I'll show you is seemingly an obscure Gemara in Maseches Makos. The Gemara is talking about a person who kills unintentionally, that has to go off into Golos. And the Gemara wants to qualify one of the cases the Torah talks about is a guy who's chopping wood. So why is the guy chopping wood, which led to this whole situation of mistakenly killing a guy and the killer running to Golos? So the Gemara says, Chesem and Aleph and Makos, first Maramakam on the sheets, Amalehum the Rabbanu Rava, Mimayim Mechavitz Eitzim Derashos. How do we know we're talking about a case of where you're chopping wood for no mitzvah reason, a Rashos, just a natural, simple case of chopping wood? Dilma Mechavitz Eitzim Desukkah, Mechavitz Eitzim Demarecha. Maybe we're talking about where you're chopping wood for a sukkah, or chopping wood for the mizbeach. In such a case, even in the case where you're involved in doing a mitzvah, maybe in such a case you would also have to flee to Golos. There's no special excuse if you're involved in doing a mitzvah when it comes to Golos. Maybe the Torah is talking about such a case also. So the Gemara says back, I'm away, kivan dimatza chatov, since if you find already cut wood, lav mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah for you specifically to cut. So ashtanami la of mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved in cutting wood. You could buy pre-cut wood for your sukkah. You don't have to do that extra step. You could buy pre-cut wood for the mizbeach. And therefore, there's no mitzvah involved in cutting wood. And therefore, there's no mitzvah case of cutting wood. That's what the Gemara basically concludes. Now, Rashi makes an interesting comment over here. And from the language of Rashi, we might be able to see a proof to our first issue involved. Rashi writes, Hashtanami, explaining the Gemara's answer. Hashtanami ki lo matza chatuva. If you don't find pre-cut wood, eina chativa mitzvah. The cutting of the wood for a sukkah, or for the mizbeach, is not a mitzvah. Ella asiyas ha-sukkah. Rather, the only mitzvah is the making of the sukkah. We thank Rashi for his added comments. He didn't even actually throw in this line, but he's just clarifying. The mitzvah, the Gemara, in its Havamina, thought that the cutting of the wood itself is a mitzvah. The Gemara says back, no, the cutting of the wood is not a mitzvah. You could have pre-cut wood. But Rashi clarifies for you, the only mitzvah is the making of the sukkah. So people want to be medayik from this Rashi. Amongst them, we'll see soon, the Aruch HaNer, Yaakov Ettlinger of Germany, actually was the Rebbe of Hashem Shofar Hirsch, the Nitziv, and the Avnei Nezer, all want a proof from this Rashi, that Rashi is setting up that the that there is a mitzvah in building a sukkah. Maybe the chopping of a wood, maybe that's a hechsher mitzvah, preparation for a mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah in the building of a sukkah. It's mashma that from the language of Rashi. Ella asiyas sukkah, that itself is the mitzvah.
Would there be another way to read Rashi?
Is there? Seemingly, right? I can't think of another way to read Rashi.
When they're discussing cutting wood, is it clear that it's for the structure and not for the sukkah?
I don't know what they get.
Good question. Seemingly, both of those would be involved in the mitzvah of sukkah. Seemingly. The walls and the schach, you know, both part. Right? Right? There are different things.
I don't know what making means.
Okay. So, one thing this Rashi does seem, I agree, I don't see another reading in this Rashi, but Rashi seems to indicate that the building of a sukkah itself is a mitzvah. If you look on the second Ma'ar Mokum on your sheets, the Aruch HaNer, as I mentioned, Yaakov Ettlinger from Germany, he writes in the third line, you see from here, Da'asiyo shaper nechsheves l'mitzvah atzma v'lo hechsher mitzvah levad kamo hachatavo. That the making of a sukkah is not just a hechsher mitzvah, it's not just preparation for a mitzvah, but rather it's the mitzvah itself making a sukkah. He himself brings two other indications that making a sukkah is a mitzvah. What are those two indications? He says in the fourth line, "Damavarchim al siya sukkah shachianu." Could it bring him a sukkah? There is an idea, and we'll see soon. Practically, halachically, we don't usually end up doing this. But there is an idea that one would make a bracha, shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, when you finish making your sukkah. Now, last year we gave a share about shachiyanus. Boy, definitely my first year I built a sukkah. After I finished making that sukkah, I wanted to make the shachiyanu with Shem Malchus. Thank you, Hashem, that I came to this point that I finished making my sukkah. Right? When the fan, with two left hands, it's a big, big happy occasion. But there is in halacha such an idea that one would recite a shachianu on the making of a sukkah. Obviously, if you're making a shachianu on this, seemingly that means this itself is a mitzvah. Just like you make a shachianu when you blow a shofar, you make a shachianu when you read Megillah, right? We do a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan. So seemingly, right, you would make a shachianu. You make a shachianu on a sukkah that indicates to us that a sukkah is a mitzvah. Furthermore, a third indication, also brought here by the Aruch HaNer, on the fifth line, according to one opinion in the Gemara Yerushalmi, Mavarchim gam laso sukkah. Most people don't know this. There's an actual bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sher Kiddushanu V'Nisosu Tivanu, al asiyas sukkah. There's an actual language. You'd make a bracha on the building of a sukkah. So not just a shachiyanu on the building of a sukkah, an actual berachas hamitzvah on the sukkah. That's what the Yerushalmi says.
So why don't we say that all the time?
We'll get to that. Hold on. So there are seemingly three indications right up front that there is a mitzvah on every Jew to build the sukkah. We see that from Rashi in Gemara Makos, Daf Ches. We see that, secondly, from this idea of making a shachiyanu on the sukkah. And that shachiyanu is discussed even within the Gemara Bavli. And there's a third indication that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah from the Yerushalmi, Gemara Yerushalmi, where it says you even will make a bracha on a siya sukkah. A bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvah zivanu, al siya sukkah. Now, one more step within this camp. If it is a mitzvah, what's the source? Where's this source for a mitzvah to build a sukkah? So if you look in the Aruch HaNer, four lines from the bottom, middle of the line, continuing over there, V'had be'emez nechsheves asiya l'mitzvah, that which we consider the building of a sukkah as a mitzvah, yesh lomar mishum da Torah kasva v'tzivsa hasiya. The Torah itself wrote and commanded us to make it. Where did the Torah write it? Kidiksiv, Chag HaSukos, Tasalacha. The Torah doesn't say, sit in a sukkah. The Torah's language is, Chag HaSukos, Tasalacha. Dahainu Hasiya, V'lo HaYeshiva. That's the making, not the sitting. So the Aruch HaNer traces it back to the language within the Torah. Chag HaSukos Tasalacha. You should make a sukkah. That the making itself is a mitzvah.
You should make the Chag HaSukos. You should make the holiday itself, not the sukkah itself. In the Torah it says that the Asiya is what we should be, is what the mitzvah is. Then why are we making a leishiv a sukkah? Why are we making the Baruch leishiv a sukkah?
Okay. Good, good. Good. I hear a few good points. But the simplicity, the Torah says, make a sukkah. Zok the Aruch HaNer, right? Maybe this is where Rosh Hashanah perish in the Torah from, right? Literalist translation, right? But the Torah says, Chag HaSukos Tasalacha. The Torah is putting an emphasis on the making of a sukkah. So that means the making of a sukkah would be a mitzvah. That's the explanation behind Rashi, behind Yerushalmi, behind the Shachianu, that the making of a sukkah itself is a mitzvah. Okay? So that's presentation, I would say, point one of the share, the opinions that there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. However, there's another side to the coin. Right? I should list the one more additional source that itself is a mitzvah. A lot of people know this halacha. It's brought down in the Ramah at the end, actually the last thing the Ramah talks about in Hilchos Yom Kippur, when he talks about Moshe Yom Kippur. The Ramah writes, a medaktikin, people are very careful, maschil miyab in Moshe Yom Kippur ba'asiyas ha-sukkah, k'dei lotzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. Moshe Yom Kippur, after you eat, after you say Kiddush Levana, what should you do? What's the next thing on your schedule? Start building the sukkahs. And interesting on lachas. Doesn't mean, it doesn't say you should build the whole sukkah. Probably not the best activity to do after a 26-hour fast is start strenuously working. But to do something for building of a sukkah, I saw people bring down, let's say going away for Yom Tov. Post can talk about even just learning the halachas of sukkah. Even learning the halachas of sukkah itself is already considered part of the preparation for sukkahs. And the language the Ramah used, the fact that you should go from mitzvah to mitzvah, simply indicates that the building of the sukkah itself is also a mitzvah. To go from mitzvah to mitzvah. So these are all indications that the building of the sukkah alone is a mitzvah. However, if you look on the bottom Maramako, Ostalad, Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simon Tuf Reish Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Oser Sukkah, Bein La'atzel, Bein La'ach, if you make a sukkah for yourself or someone else, Eina Mevarech Ala Siyasa. You don't make a bracha on the making. This Mechaber is written to show that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi might have told this idea that you make a bracha, Asher Kedushanu, al Asiya Sukkah. The Mechaber writes clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. We do not make a bracha on the making of a sukkah. The fact we don't make a bracha on the making could be indicative, because it's not a mitzvah. Again, that's not mukhas. Could be it's a mitzvah, just we don't make a bracha on it. But we do not make a bracha on the making of a sukkah.
So a question that doesn't matter because of the way we hold, if you had a sukkah building team and they built multiple sukkahs, but they have to make multiple brachos.
Great question. Right. You see how the Machaber talks about bein la'atzel, bein la'acher, that you'd make that bracha, according to the Yerushalmi, you'd make it for your own sukkah building, but you'd also make it for others. You're right. Now, the guy doesn't pay you dafka to hear the bracha. I don't know if he didn't.
Can you use the bracha that you make on your sukkah and just say,
potentially. Okay, but we're not posking this way, so hold off. Furthermore, let's continue the machab over there. Avo shechiyanu hayeroy levarech. A shechianu would be a bracha that one would make when you make the sukkah for yourself. It'll be fit to make a bracha like that. However, el shanu somchim al zman shanu omer malakos shel kiddush. We wait to make the shechianu when we make it like kiddush. So that's how the Machaber writes it. Really, yeah, you should make a shechianu on your own sukkah, not if you build someone else's sukkah, but on your own sukkah, one should make a shechianu. It's roi fit to do. Except, you know what? We exempt that shechianu with the shechianu we make the first night when we sit in the sukkah and make kiddush. Now, very interesting halacha, and that the Ramah points out. You have this. Let's say a person, the first night, it rains and never ends up making a shechianu, or he's chas v'shalom sick, or whatever situation. He didn't make a shechianu the first night. He made a shechianu the first night, basically in his house. When Ramah writes Beferish, the next night when you go to the sukkah, you would have to make a shechianu. Because your shechianu in your house can't work for the sukkah, for the building of a sukkah. When you sit in your sukkah, then your shechianu could work for your sukkah. But if you're sitting in your house, even if you have a nice window to see your sukkah, that shechianu is not going to work for your sukkah. And that's what the Ramah writes right after this. One would have to make it. Yeah.
So we change the order of the prophet between the first night and second night.
Oh, right. Good point. Right? Maybe you have to flip it back. Right? The whole change of the order is a debatable point. But I'll tell you another thing. Very interesting, Shan. This comes up probably a lot. Let's say the first night of Sukkot, you're invited out. Someone else's Sukkot. You see from the Machab over here, the bracha of Shechianu is personal. The Shechianu you make on your own Sukkot, your Sukkot builder doesn't make a shechianu. You make the shechianu. So if you're not sitting in your sukkah the first night, would on the second night one have to recite a shechianu on his sukkah? If Shlomo Zalman Orbach deals with this question, he ends up saying you don't. Because it's in general on the yontif and sukkahs, and once you're in a sukkah, that's good enough for your sukkah. Something like that. But it's very interesting. There really is a basis for one to make a shechianu on the building of your sukkah, but the Machaber is telling us that we're yotzei with a shechianu by kiddush. And the post can talk about, you know, if a person does end up making it, you know, it works. That shechianu might work. Yes?
When normally we make a bracha the moment that we're performing the act. So the fact that they would making that bracha until Kiddush or until some other time would almost imply that, well, really, we probably shouldn't be making the bracha, but we're going to kind of, for lack of better terminology, fudge it.
Yes.
It's not a mitzvah installation. It's not a sukkah.
Oh. What would you say about that?
Mitzvah installation. Maybe the shechianu right after the leishay. The first time.
So, the language of the Mishnah Berurah, Josh, you tell me if you're happy with this. People do want to be medayik from this halacha. The fact you're not making a shechianu on your sukkah or perhaps the fact for sure, that you don't make a bracha on the making of a sukkah, right? The language that Mishnah Berurah uses, Einam Avarach Al Si also, Mishnah Berurah in the Aleph on the bottom of the sheets. Why don't you make a bracha on the making of a sukkah? She'ein Asi also Gemar Mitzvah. The making of a sukkah is not the end of the mitzvah, the completion of the mitzvah. Shari Tzarek Leishifa. No one's going to say, as was brought up before, that the mitzvah is just the making and then sayonara, I'm going away from sukkahs. Obviously, the sitting in a sukkah is also a mitzvah. But the Torah does say, B'sikos Teishu Shivas Yom. But, so that's what really the Mefarshim here are grappling with. The Torah sort of gives us two commandments. It commands us sukkahs tasalacha, make a sukkah. Torah also says sukkahs teishu shivas yamim. So one could look at that as two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and there's a second mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. And obviously you're building it to sit in it, but the building itself is a mitzvah. That's his first opinion that I've stated. So there is 100% a full mitzvah in the building of it. But there are others who will knock it off and say, no, Rabbi, please. I can't build a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. The building of the sukkah is a prelude, is a hefsher for the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. That's the other presentation. That's why we don't make a bracha, maybe, on the building, a shachiyanu on it. So that's really the two opinions there.
Could it be that it's called a hechsher mitzvah is really a mitzvah? So.
We usually don't say that a hechsher mitzvah has the power of the mitzvah itself.
Why is it?
We do that with a bris, though.
Right?
We do that with a bris. The father is the one who cleaves to do the bris. The father, 99.9% of the time, doesn't do the bris. He gives all his shlichus.
No, so there the shliach is. Oh, wait, we want to say stop. Maybe on the myth you want to ask. Maybe I should use shlichus.
No, maybe that's
in the building of the sukkah.
No,
so we'll talk about that. But a hechsher mitzvah seemingly is separate from the mitzvah itself. It's a nice inyan. It's a good thing to do, but that's not the mitzvah. There are different halachas: hechsher mitzvah and mitzvah itself. And also, we'll talk soon about shlichus. If that's something would work.
It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It is a mitzvah itself, but not until. But obviously, you can't just be building on Yom Tov, right? But at the same time, that building,
except Legos,
aspect of the mitzvah doesn't get activated as anything until Yom Tov starts. You're able to sit.
I mean, it's connected still. There might be a mitzvah in the building, but still connected.
You're still
I hear.
Maybe.
Interesting, that's a very nice idea, right? You know, even the mitzvah is connected, the mitzvah of the building is obviously connected for us to sit in there. But you bring up a good point, right? In fact, that's one of the halachas that is talked about. You know, if it rains, you could have bad conditions and you don't even end up sitting in your sukkah. You know, in fact, the Gemara has very clear language. If such a thing happens, that's viewed as a bad omen, a bad simen. That here we're trying to do a mitzvah, and there's a hurricane warning. Take down your sukkah. Yeah. Right? Yeah? Yes. Yeah.
You present two possibilities. Either it's just a hechsher mitzvah, or it's a separate mitzvah. Two separate mitzvahs.
Right.
Is it possible that it's basically like part A and part B of one connected mitzvah? It's not.
It's
like two. It's like a part A and a part B of the mitzvah. There are other mitzvahs like that where there's multiple parts to the mitzvah. Each part is a mitzvah.
Which other mitzvah are you thinking of?
I don't know. There's a.
Yeah, well, it's not so simple to define.
There's a bunch of different parts to the milah.
each thing, I think, is a mitzvah that they ask them.
Because there might be there, there might be different mitzvahs. There might be different mitzvahs. Here, you're talking about the building of something, which is a prerequisite. You need to build it to sit in it.
Yeah, but it's more than a prerequisite.
Sukkahs don't usually just come about naturally.
How can like Kedushin and Nisuin be considered like something like
that? Guys from my share, they're bringing up Kedushin and Nisuin. Oh boy. Okay, hold on.
Those can be years apart.
Right? You're too young. I told you already.
Huh?
So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, if you look in the back of your sheets.
How can we even have his hadamina? If Sukkah's Gambach and all these other things, I heard my Sukkah for shame.
He hasn't missed a beat yet. David, that's exactly what I was about to quote from Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe. Right? He didn't turn the page yet. So if you look in the Igros Moshe, this is one of the later volumes of Igros Moshe, so obviously not as well known. Chilak Hei in Arachayim. Rav Moshe talks about your case, but he also talks about a case. Could a woman put up the schach? Right? Could a woman get up there and put up the schach on the sukkah? Halakha is 100% yes. Rav Moshe wants to prove from there, it's tricky exactly what a woman's role is in the mitzvah of sukkah. Zakt Rav Moshe, we see from here, the making of a sukkah is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the making. It's a preparation. It's a hechsher. But the mitzvah is not the making. That's what they want to say. So Moshe wants to say over here. And he says, the whole thing is, in the middle of the line, in the second paragraph, that you have to see that you have a sukkah, whatever way possible. But not that the building of the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. No, it's not a mitzvah. So, after going through all these marmakomos, I was a little bit, okay, I see there's a discussion over here. There's really two sides to the coin. It's not a clear-cut thing. You know, the Mechaber doesn't talk about it, the Ramah, it's not a clear-cut Mishnah Berurah. So what's the halacha? Do we say practically there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah? The Avnei Nezer seems to say that. The Aruch HaNer, the Netziv, Eilat Gisa, Moshe Feinstein, at least in this later tshuva, seem to say there isn't. So what would you say? Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah or not? So I found this literally on Shabbos, so it didn't make the sheets. But it's a mitzvah to be mefarshim this because people do not know this. I found two svarim that talk on the topic, and both of them missed this marmakom. And it's a pretty obvious marmakom to miss, but I'll just read it as it is. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tafresh Mem Aleph writes the following: Af al pi shezel mitzvah asay laso sukkah, makom makom yivarchem eitz asiyasa. In introducing the Machaber and Tafri Shmemalt that we read, the way he says it over is emphatically, Af al pi shezel mitzvah asay laso sukkah, even though it's a mitzvah asay to build a sukkah, we don't make a bracha on the asiyah. And he ends up saying, because, you know, technical answer, because we don't make two brachas, so, you know, we don't want to be marked with brachas. But he seems to write, it's a mitzvah saseh lasa sukkah. So, that sounds to me pretty conclusive that he's saying there is a mitzvah here. I also saw Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer, Hilchos Sukkah, also ended up taking that position, that 100% is a mitzvah for one to build a sukkah. That means when you're building a sukkah, you're not just doing a hechsher mitzvah, but you're rather doing 100% a mitzvah just like any other mitzvah. That's what the Ramah means when he says you go from mitzvah to mitzvah, because there is a mitzvah building a sukkah. Right? That would also explain, you know, lots of, you know, you spend money on a sukkah, that you spend money on having a sukkah so you can sit in it. But also the building of a sukkah is a mitzvah. Now, once that's true, what kicks in is an important concept, which was just brought up before. Don't we know by other mitzvahs, hey, you know, sometimes I could do things myself, or I could have someone else do it on my behalf. I got a shliach doing it for me. Okay, Rabbi, you convinced me. Building a sukkah is a mitzvah. Who says I have to do it? I'll let someone else do it. So once you elevate it from not just a hechsher mitzvah, but a mitzvah itself, there kicks in a halacha called mitzvah bo yosem in b'shlucha. There's a greater mitzvah, and there's an important idea for you to do it yourself versus having a shliach do it for you. And therefore, following through from that, that would mean any mitzvah which I have a responsibility to do, it's better for me to do it myself versus the shliach. Obviously, external, you know, tough situations. Obviously, a person is not, you know, building a sukkah, you have to be in shape. If not in shape and not able physically to do it, don't shovel snow and don't build sukkahs. Not a good idea. Talk to your doctor. But there is in l'chachila a concept of mitzvah bo yosem in b'shlucho, that you should be the one doing it. What's interesting, so I'm going to hold off a few people for a moment. What's interesting is there's a machlokas aposkim. What does that, how far does that din go? Does that mean I have to build the entire sukkah? I have to do the entire mitzvah? Or is it sufficient if I just do part of it? There's a machlokas aposkim on that idea. Any mitzvah where we say this idea of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, do you have to do the entire mitzvah or just part of it? So there is room, there are poskim who say you only have to do part of it. Prima Gadim says, all that a person needs to do is part of a mitzvah, and that's good enough. Now I saw an interesting thing, it's on the bottom of your sheets, on a reference afterwards. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky poskins by Bedikas Chametz, you know what? Of course you could have someone else be involved and do it with you, but it's better that you do it all by yourself because of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. Yet when it comes to building a sukkah, Shmuel Kamenetsky paskened that you only have to do part of it. And in fact, doing part of it, we'll see which part you have to do. Rav Shmuel says really any part. The Kaf HaChayim as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, both paskened, it's better to do the schach. The schach is really the ikker, the main part of the sukkah is a schach. So there might be a milah. You're going to do one thing to be involved with the schach. Shmuel says you don't have to do that. You have to do all the schach and you don't have to do dafka the schach. You can do anything else. Whatever the easiest thing for you to do, one could do that.
Does it have to be mahaken?
What you're doing? It's probably better because then that's really part of the sukkah. But so there's a hakam of Shmuel when it came to B'dikas Chametz, he said you should do everything. When it came to Sukkah, he said it's okay if you do a little bit. So Shmuel gave a very interesting answer to differentiate between the two cases. By B'dikas Chametz, every kezayis of Chametz is another mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Because every kezayis of Chametz is another avera, another thing you have to burn. So really each extra bit you get is another separate mitzvah. As opposed to building a sukkah, there's one mitzvah on a sukkah, whether your sukkah is a small sukkah hut or it's a big Chazisha Rebbe's, the bells of sukkah. That's all one mitzvah. So it's one mitzvah, but all I have to do is part of it. When I have many individual mitzvahs, so then we say mitzvah bol yosem mishlucho on each individual one. So what comes out from the presentation we're giving today is there's a machlokes, multiple different sources, is the building of the mitzvah itself, of a sukkah itself a mitzvah? Rashi in sukkah, in Makos, Rishalmi, the Brach of Shachianu, even the language of the Ramah, and of Hilchas Yom Kippur, it's all mashmitz and mitzvah. And the Aruch HaNer ties it back to that pasuk, Sukkos Tasalacha. But Meirukisa, there are others that say the fact that you only have making a bracha on it, and there are certain sukkahs, women could be involved in making a sukkah, Others say, no, there is no mitzvah in the building of a sukkah. It seems the Aruch HaNer, definitely Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky, excuse me, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky end up that it is a mitzvah. And being the fact that it is a mitzvah, it kicks in the idea of mitzvah b'olei osam mishlucho. It's better for you to do it yourself versus to have someone else involved in it. And this way, you'll be involved in getting a mitzvah. That being so, I thought, you know, it's interesting. You talk to people. What are the most memorable things they have from childhood? People had the schus, the merit, to build a sukkah with their parents. That's one of those, like, memories that, you know, is etched in their mind. I remember building a sukkah with my parents. You know, oh boy, I helped my father out. He had two left hands, so my kid says. But it's a nice, memorable thing. When I was sitting preparing this, I remember the story. My grandfather, Zadie Mordechai, was a very handy person. And he would always build his sukkah with his son, my uncle. And an interesting thing, my family originates from Rhode Island, Providence, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And one time my grandfather saw they were knocking down a shul in the middle of Providence, Rhode Island, because they were building I-95 across it. And the government asked for the shul. So knocking it down. My grandfather went the day they were knocking down the shul. And over the mizrach of the shul, there was a nice stained glass window. About to knock it down, my grandfather asked them, could I have that window? My grandfather took that window and built it in as a panel of one of the walls of his sukkah. And all the years, my grandfather ended up moving to New York. He had that panel in his sukkah when his son, my uncle, Uncle Jay, moved to Maryland, Silver Spring, Maryland. He has that panel in his sukkah. In fact, one year, Washington Post was doing a story about sukkahs, and everyone in the community knew about my grandfather's window. So they came to interview my uncle, where'd he get it, the whole story about it. But like it's something like that, a memorable thing. You know, if you hire someone else to build your sukkah, you don't get that either. It's something that's personal, it's something memorable, and it's one of the joys of living a Jewish religious life, being involved in doing mitzvos. Here, the action itself of building a sukkah, according to many poskim, is itself a mitzvah. Thank you very much. Wishing everybody a Gemara Chasima Tova. Looking forward to seeing everybody after Sukkot.